Hi, I'm Fiona Fine, and I'm editor-in-chief of Women Who Run It, an inbox magazine specifically designed for smart, successful, super-achieving alpha women. Your life, your love, your terms.
My name is Fiona Fine, and I'm the editor-in-chief for the e-magazine Women Who Run It, Your Life, Your Love, Your Terms. And I am on the line with a very exclusive interview. It's a short one, but it's going to be fun, with the Cocktail Diva. Now, the Cocktail Diva is Dee Brune. She is famous for her award-winning book, Libations of Life, A Girl's Guide to Life, One Cocktail at a Time. And I'm going to keep on with your pedigree, Dee, because it's hysterical, actually. You're a resident cocktailista on the Stephen and Chris TV show, which you can find online as well. You're a home entertaining columnist. You're the cocktail chef and stylist, menu development, home entertaining guru, writer, humorous wife, mother of four, which is impressive, teeth junkie, shoeaholic, and wait for it, ladies, she is borderline George Clooney stalker. So welcome, Dee.
Thank you for having me. Every girl's got to have a hobby, right? So what's a better hobby than stalking George Clooney?
I don't know. The shoeaholic and the mother of four TV junkie were kind of up there as well for me, but I loved it when I was reading that.
So you. Well, what I do is fun, so it's got to all be fun, right? Can't take it too seriously.
Yes, and if you know, go, ladies, go to her website. We'll be talking about this in about 10-15 minutes. But go to her website, which is called Cocktail Diva, and it's spelt cocktail, and then Diva is DEVA.com, cocktaildiva.com. So, Dee, you and I have known each other for quite a short time only at this point in time, but we squeezed into our calendars this, whatever, 10, 15, 20 minutes that we've got because of the timing and everything like that. So our chat today is timely, and I'm going to jump right into one of our first questions, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. I believe you probably get this all the time, and it's a question that is dear to my heart because I don't understand it. So you're going to have to give us the reasoning behind it. But when the question comes out, if you hate champagne or you have a really limited budget, what should you serve during the holiday season or at a special occasion?
Right, and I know it was even hard for you to ask that question because I know you are a lover of champagne.
Oh, anything that bubbles. So,
yes, and I agree, and I love bubbles too, and I'm not a huge fan of some champagnes. Of course, I have good taste and expensive taste, and a lot of times my budget doesn't allow for it. So I do like the higher end champagnes, which sometimes do I want the pair of shoes that'll last for quite a while or the bottle of bubbly? So, and when you have a party, it's really not feasible if you're having 20, 30 people over to buy this expensive champagne and just. Or it like it's free, like it's tap water. So another thing that I always tell people is try Prosecco. And Prosecco is, it's a sparkling wine, but the bubbles are really fine. Like it really marries into champagne. And Prosecco is very inexpensive. You can get good ones for under $15 and definitely under $20 at the liquor store. And there's many to choose from. So, you kind of do your homework because they're not all fantastic. But most of them are really quite good, and it makes a big difference. You still get the pop as far as the cork and all that going, which, as soon as you hear that, you get excited. Wow. No matter who you are, I think as soon as you hear a pop of a champagne cork or a bubbly cork, something happens at the party. And, even for people who don't drink the bubbly, when they hear that, it's like, ooh, this is festive. This is great, and it kind of sets the mood, especially at the beginning of your party. And that's what you want. You want to get it off to a really good start, a really fun start. So I would say go with the Prosecco.
Okay, and is there something else that, if you think about it, if it's not even a bubbly, okay, which is sacrilege in my mind, but if it's not even a bubbly, is there any other one or two? Do we need a signature drink at a party like this?
Well, you don't need one, but again, if you're not going to do the bubbly, it is a festive way to kick off the party and start it in the right mood. And it can be really, really simple. It doesn't have to be really fancy. Make sure it's something you can whip up ahead of time and have in glasses ready for your guests as they walk through the door, and you take their coat or whatever and you get them settled, and boom, they have this wonderful cocktail in their hand, and I don't even ask. You come into my house, I take your coat, you get a glass of something in your hand. Like, there's no option, unless you're driving or whatever, and then I've still got something non-alcoholic and fantastic for you. But it just, it creates conversation, too, if you have a bunch of people who may not know each other. If this is a work party you're throwing for colleagues and clients and things like that to say thank you, and there's people who don't know each other, they have something to talk about. They'll sip on the drink and go, oh, wow, this is great. Like, I wonder what's in it, you know, and it just kind of, it totally sets the tone.
Okay.
So I say, yes, you do need some sort of signature something to people when they walk in the door.
Okay, and when you say, of course, you know, that it might have to be non-alcoholic, what would you, if it's not the Prosecco, the champagne or something, what might be acceptable to do? Again, do you get into a conversation of, like, I have A, B, and C, or do you just go, okay, how about if I start you off with a...
Mm-hmm. I keep it, I don't really offer too much A, B, and C. I keep it really simple.
Yeah, like to control.
And you know what? Make it less work for yourself. Make it stress-free, because why do you want to throw a party and then be stressed out and running around all night, mixing drinks, making this and making that, and not enjoy your guests? The reason you have people in your home is because you want to spend time with them. So I keep it simple. I will have the signature cocktail, and then the rest of the night I will have white wine, red wine, and beer.
Hmm.
And I always say, if you want something other than that, bring it yourself, you know, and I just keep it simple. It's about the yummy food. It's about the conversation. I make sure I have plenty for people to drink. But, yeah, I keep it pared right down. So when they first come in, they get a choice of A, you know, either the signature drink or the bubbly and the non-alcoholic versions as well. And then the rest of the night, and it's so easy to keep wine and beer out. You do not have to maintain it. Like, just make sure your ice isn't melting and, you know, make a wine bar with all the glasses and things like that. And it just really takes a load off your mind and lets you enjoy the party. Before you know it, you spend all this time stressing and working to make this party great. And then by the end of the night, everybody's gone and you're like, wow, that felt like 5 whole minutes. Like, that went by so fast.
And is it a good fast or is it a bad fast?
Well, hopefully it's a good fast if you're having a good party. And I just had a huge one here on Thursday night, and nobody remembered what kind of wine I served. Nobody remembered. They just remembered that the house looked pretty and, you know, I had a big roaring fire, and they just loved that they got to get together with all the old friends again and have a great chat. Like, the food was good, but there was no mention of, you know, oh, she didn't have this or whatever. It was all about the people and the conversations and the getting together. And that's supposed to be, you know, truly, no matter what you have, a party is only as good as your guest list.
Okay. So you've been talking a little bit about things other than the wine. So are we talking now about the 3 must-haves when hosting a party?
Yeah. You know, and it also, again, you know, I'm generalizing, it totally depends what kind of party you have, right? But there are 3 must-haves. One is a good guest list. Like I said, that's my top. And make sure you know what your party's about. Like, at Christmas time, I have to do, I call it the mullet party. There's 2 parties, business in the front and party in the back. So I have a business party, which is all clients of mine and my husband's and things like that. And I make it an early evening kind of wine and canapé kind of thing. Very nice still, but I shorten the time, and it's just like, you know, a lovely meet and greet in our home, and that's it. And then the party part is our neighborhood party, where, you know, it's a throwdown old school style. You know, it starts a bit later and it goes till whenever the last guest, pardon me, leaves.
And you're serving the same stuff, whether it's the business or the what I'm going to call the hoedown.
Yeah, and it's the same stuff. It's just the only difference is the people are different, right? And it makes a totally different vibe. So my guest list is, you must have a good guest list, or at least know what type of party you want to throw. You can never have too much ice. Most people forget. I always say you can never have too many good-looking men and too much ice at your party. If you think you have enough ice, go buy 2 more bags. And then the third one is to keep it simple. Like, if you think you need to have a full bar or whatever, pare it down. Full bars are great, and mixing cocktails like that are fun if you're having a nice little intimate, you know, 6 girlfriends, 8 girlfriends or something like that, but totally not manageable for 30, 40 people unless you hire someone to do it for you, which is not a bad idea either. It's not a bad idea to, especially this time of year, to contract some of the work out. It's a lot more inexpensive than people think. They think it's going to be this big expense, and it really isn't. And you'd be amazed how cool it is. People think, oh my God, look, she's got a bartender or whatever, but it takes so much stress off of you as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to throw in one or two other zingers. Is there a favorite singles woman drink right now, like that's going around in this day and age? Cocktail, that is?
I don't know if there's just one, because right now the trend in cocktails is bringing all the old school ones back and basically taking out the icky ingredient that is in it and replacing it with some of the cooler, trendier, like we just have so much more to choose from. So I don't think, like, I know when Sex and the City came out, it was the Cosmo and the Raspberry Teeny and all these, but there's not really a big one right now. One of the biggest, actually, is going around are beer cocktails, like craft beers, like these really cool, funky brewed beers that have this rich flavor, and you can turn them into cocktails and things like that. That is really popular right now. So I wouldn't say there's just one. There's no it cocktail at the moment that, you know, you, yeah, and I think maybe there would be if Sex and the City was still on the air. It was a huge part of that genre, that yes. cocktail culture. But I think Mad Men has played the part of bringing back the old school flavors and things like that. And, you know, people are using bitters again. And for years, people were like, bitters? What is that? I have no idea.
I have some. Angostura.
Yeah, and it's coming back now. It's trendy again, and all these flavored ones and infusing your alcohol with flavors and things like that. So I would say that's what's hot, not one particular cocktail.
Okay. Well, it's been fun because, especially when you mentioned, you know, the Sex and the City, my understanding from doing some research on you is that when you grow up, quote unquote, you want to be Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City and marry George Clooney. So.
A broken dream, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to be somebody, Carrie Bradshaw is pretty cool.
Yes, she is. I'm not going to ask what your husband thinks about all that, but he can be whatever. He can be in the background.
You know what? He takes it with a grain of salt. Until I actually got to go to TIFF for George Clooney's premiere, and Chris, my husband, found out he was going to be there, and he was like, oh, are you going to be there with him? I'm like, yes, sir, but I really don't think you have anything to worry about.
No, he doesn't look like he's a marrying type anyway, so there you go.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
And I'm far too old and far too, you know,
aren't we
all? Want kids. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, we're seriously digressing, and I know you've got a full day ahead of you. So, ladies, Dee is famous for her signature drinks, her public appearances, YouTube, her famous cocktail recipes. And for more information and connecting with the Cocktail Diva, go to her website, which is www.cocktaildiva.com. Now, Diva is spelled DEVA.com. So, www.cocktaildiva.com. Thank you, Dee. It's been fun. I'm glad we caught you.
Well, thank
you're
you.
About to go on the run. So, we will catch up with you again shortly and get you back for a longer.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This is Fiona Fine from Women Who Run It. Your life, your love, your terms. If you liked what you heard, please join us at www.womenwhorunit.com to hear more great interviews and articles. We advocate for smart, successful, super-achieving alpha women around the world. Your life, your love, your terms.